Chapter 8. The Stopwatch and the Timer. The stopwatch and the timer work hand in hand on the Braille light. Basically, the watch choice in the options menu lets you use either the stopwatch or the timer. Interestingly, the function of a stopwatch is in effect the opposite of the function of a timer. While a stopwatch times the duration of an event for you, the timer counts down the duration you have set for an event. Point 1. The stopwatch. The Braille light stopwatch does everything you'd expect. It counts down the time you set, it tells you how much time has elapsed since you set it, and so on. To enter the stopwatch mode, press an O chord to bring up the prompt option. Then write a W for watch. The Braille light says, stopwatch ready, and the display immediately begins high-speed ticking sound. As it shows, 00:00:00:00. This is because the display is in a sort of ready mode, as you'll see momentarily. When you're in the stopwatch mode, you can perform only stopwatch tasks. That is, you cannot ask for the date, the time of day, perform calculations, read or write text, etc. In order to perform those functions, you have to exit the stopwatch mode with a V chord. The Braille light confirms exit and leaves you back in whatever file you were last working. 8.1.1, starting and stopping the stopwatch. You can run the stopwatch without setting it to specified time. Enter the stopwatch mode with an O chord W, and at the stopwatch ready prompt, press dot .6. The Braille light says running, and the display starts changing rapidly. Notice how fast the numbers change on the display. This is because you're seeing the passage of time in tenths of a second intervals. When precise timing is a must, this can come in handy. But you can pause the display by tapping the left end of the advance bar. Resume displaying the passage of time by tapping the right end of the advance bar. Note that pausing the display does not pause the stopwatch, just the display and the passage of time. For practice, let's leave the display on. Sit back, relax, count backward from 10 slowly, then press dot 6 again. The Braille light announces a time interval followed by the word stop, something like 25 seconds, 3 tenths, stop. The display shows something like 00:00:25:30. Next, press dot 6 again. The Braille light says running, and the display resumes counting the passage of time. As you press dot 6, start naming the days of the week. When you finish, press dot 6 again. The Braille light says a number followed by the word stop. Notice that the number is bigger than the number spoken when you timed your countdown. The stopwatch has added the time it took you to recite the days of the week to the time you took to run your countdown. An excellent use of the stopwatch is for calling timeout during an event. 8.1.2, reading elapsed time by voice. Turn off the display counter by tapping the left end of the advance bar, and let's repeat our countdown from 10 backward. Start the stopwatch by pressing dot 6. When the Braille light says running, resume your countdown. After speaking each number, press the space bar. Each time you do, the Braille light announces a new time. You are observing the passage of time through the Braille light's voice. Each time you press the space bar, the stopwatch announces time at the instant the key is pressed. With the stopwatch in a stopped position, first you press the space bar, the Braille light announces the present time, followed by the word stop. It might say something like, 7 seconds, 8 tenths, stop. Now, suppose you press the space bar to read the stopwatch, but were interrupted by a slamming door. Letter C you hear the most recent time announced again and again. Perhaps you as often as you like, even with the stopwatch still running. The time you heard last when you pressed the space bar is announced again. Go ahead and press the space bar again. Notice that some time has elapsed since you started. Probably you'll hear something like 5 minutes, 30 seconds, 3 tenths, for example. But how do you stop the watch from running, and how do you set it? Let's check that next. Point 1.3, stopping and resetting the stopwatch. We have learned that pressing .6 stops and restarts the stopwatch without resetting the time to zero. The final stopwatch command we'll look at does both. With the stopwatch running, press .3. The bell light says the time elapsed since you started the watch running, followed by the words stop, reset. Suppose you didn't hear the time announced. Writing a C, we'll let you hear it again. What happens if you press the space bar? In that case, you'll hear the message stop. Pressing C again also makes the bell light repeat stop. By the way, the stopwatch operates even when the bell light is off. If you have the stopwatch running, when you turn off your unit, when you turn it back on, the stopwatch will pick up its time right where it left off. The stopwatch has a capacity of 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59.9 seconds, although chances are you won't need it running for a whole day. The timer. In a sense, the countdown timer is similar to an alarm clock or kitchen timer. Once you start the countdown timer, you can cancel it, but you can't put it on hold. You need to be in stopwatch mode to use the timer. Press an O cord W if you're not already in it. To start the timer, enter a bell number sign, .3456. The bell light says, enter countdown minutes. Using dropped numbers, write a T, then write an E cord. The bell light says, enter countdown seconds. Write the number 15, then press an E chord. The bell light should now say, counting, and display the time as it counts. However, you can't use the braille display as the timer is counting, so just sit back and wait. In 1 minute and 15 seconds, the braille light will say, 1 minute. If you continue to wait at the end of the 2 minutes 15 seconds, the braille light will say, time is up. Stopwatch ready. 8.2.1, finding out time remaining. Let's see how to check the time left on the timer. Enter 2 minutes 15 seconds again, then enter an E chord and listen for the bell light to say, counting. After a few seconds, press the space bar. The bell light might say something like, 0 minutes 30 seconds remaining. Pressing a space bar repeatedly tells you how much time remains to be counted down. Or, just watch the braille display move. 8.2.2, timing in the background. If you are timing an event, you may have better things to do than pressing a space bar every so often to see how much time remains. As long as the braille light stays on, you can time an event while you write or read text and perform other activities. To do this, just end your countdown request by pressing an E chord twice. Here's an example. Set your countdown timer to 1 minute 20 seconds. When you have written the 20, write an E chord. The bell light should say, counting. Write another E chord and the bell light says, okay. You're back in your file that you had open in the exact place you had left off before you brought up the timer. Even if you're just reading and it's a long file, after the end of the minute and 20 seconds, the bell light will stop reading and say, time is up, and sound an alarm. But it won't say, stopwatch ready, as it did when you were in the stopwatch mode. You're still in the place in your file where the timer interrupted to let you know time was up. If you want to check out how much time is left, simply press an O chord followed by the number sign, dot Z456. The bell light will tell you and display the time remaining on the timer, or say and display stopped. This time is already up. How nice not to have to stand in the kitchen waiting for the microwave timer to ding. Set the bell light timer instead and keep working in your backyard. When dinner is ready, the bell light will let you know.